Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, from sheet music and brand-name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.
And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. Tonight, it's a pleasure once again to welcome people that are representing Theater by the Sea. The next production at Theater by the Sea is Footloose, a great musical that you don't want to miss. Theater by the Sea is now in the process of presenting the second musical of the season. Million Dollar Quartet was the first, and it was incredible. Fantastic performance, particularly by the only female in the cast. Well, I'll tell you about that later. But we have two people here, the stars of Footloose. J.P. Qualters is here. He's playing the part of Wren. Welcome, J.P.
Thank you.
Nice to have you with us. And Ariel is being played by Emma Wilcox. Welcome, Emma.
Thank you. Happy to be here.
Nice to have you both with us. And the reason I mentioned Million Dollar Quartet in relation to this, if you saw Million Dollar Quartet, Emma was the female member of the cast, right? The only female member.
Yes, I was. Yeah, I was the only female member playing Diane, who's Elvis's girlfriend.
So your claim to fame is you were Elvis's girlfriend.
I suppose so, huh?
I guess so, right? I guess that's the way that works. And one of the things that we're going to find out about is how it's possible for someone at Theater by the Sea, under such a compressed time frame, to be in two productions back-to-back. Now, I know other people have done one in the middle. You know, they did the first one and the third one, but this is quite an accomplishment. So let's start with you, Emma, and find out a little bit about where you're from and where did you grow up?
Sure. I grew up in Cedar Knolls, New Jersey, which is located in North New Jersey near the town of Morristown. That's usually the city of reference I use. Mm-hmm. I still live there now, and I'm really excited to be in Rhode Island for the summer.
Okay. When did theater become a part of your life?
I actually grew up dancing, so I started dancing at the age of 3 and started doing musical theater when I was in high school. I stopped doing competition dancing, which I had done my entire childhood, and I started doing theater in high school and never looked back.
Well, there you go. And then anything after high school? Did you go right to professional? Or
No, actually, after I graduated from high school, I went to Montclair State University in Montclair, New Jersey, where I got a BFA in musical theater.
Wow. Okay. So I knew when I met her that she was smart. See, I said that, JP.
You did.
All right. Let's go to you and find out a little bit about your background. Where did you grow up?
I grew up in Waltham, Massachusetts.
Wow. All the
born
way
and raised.
Waltham.
Oh, yeah, man.
Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So Waltham, Massachusetts, and theater background in school?
Theater background for sure. I also grew up dancing like Emma and was fortunate enough to work at a theater called Regal Music Theater growing up because it was connected to my high school. So I worked there a lot in middle school and in high school and then got a BFA in musical theater at the Hart School of Music
in Connecticut.
Correct, yeah. And have been in New York for about 11 years.
What year did you get out of Hart?
I graduated the Hart School in 2011.
Okay, because I had a lot of acquaintances that went to Hart over
the
years.
No way.
Yeah, so we can maybe talk about after the show.
But yeah.
Yeah, a great place, and a lot of talent comes out of there. And for both of you, is this your first time at Theater by the Sea? Yeah?
Yeah, yes. This is my first time.
Yeah.
Okay. For those of you that aren't watching on the hidden cameras, they were both shaking their heads yes. Okay. So we're going to talk a little bit about the show, as we usually do here on Conducting Conversations, but let's get back to Emma and find out about Million Dollar Quartet, which you were great in, by the way.
Oh,
and
thank
the whole
you so much.
Production was great. I've seen everything that has been at Theater by the Sea since Bill Handy took it over, almost 15 years ago, something like that. And it's amazing to watch the development of how the theater progresses and the level of the talent that comes in. My old show, my favorite show that was there was Young Frankenstein, which was one of the most fun shows that I had seen there. I've been on several shows there. So, of course, the best production ever was Music Man a couple of years ago that I was in. But other than that, we were sitting in the audience, and everyone that sits around me is, they're regulars. They're either season ticket holders and or press people, because I always go on press night, the opening night. And everybody was saying the same thing. What a fun, well-produced musical, and just so much fun. It was great. Now, you did that up until yesterday or today. And when are you rehearsing for Footloose if you're involved with Million Dollar Quartet?
Yeah, so what happens when you're working double duty, like I was, is during the days, there are rehearsals for whatever show is coming up next. And those rehearsals tend to run from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. And what basically happens for me is whenever I have a Million Dollar Quartet show that conflicts with that rehearsal, I step out of Footloose rehearsal, I head over to the theater and get ready and do the performance. So I have to play a little bit of catch up with some of the rehearsals that we had been having for Footloose. But mm-hmm. So far it's gone well, and I'm excited to open the show and kind of be done with my double duty, although it has been a blast so far. So
I have one other question for you about Million Dollar Quartet before
sure.
we go on. You were the only female cast member. What happens if something happened to you during the show? There are no other females to be serve as understudies, right?
Yeah, you know, that's a good question. We don't have anyone set as understudies for Million Dollar Quartet, and that's just because the show is so specific in what
right.
it needs for its actors to portray, because we have, of course, all of the icons. We had Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, Jerry Lee Lewis, Elvis Presley, and then myself. I'm kind of the character that no one really knows, because
right.
my character was kind of a mishmash of different people from Elvis's life,
mm-hmm.
kind of created for the show itself. So luckily, I was able to stay in good health and remain throughout the production. Although I had joined the production to actually replace who was originally going to play Diane, something had happened and come up, and they called me, and I came up to Rhode Island and stepped into the production a couple of days after rehearsals had began, actually.
Well,
so
there you go. Now, I know the understudy thing is a little tricky. When I did Music Man on the road nationally, it was 6 months almost, and everybody had an understudy because
mm-hmm.
it was cast members, except me, the bass and the quartet. They had nobody else that could sing the bass. So I stayed the whole 6 months, and knock on wood, I was not feeling great a couple times, but we made it through.
Mm-hmm.
JP, let's get to Footloose. Is this your first time in the production?
It is my first time in the production, yeah. Been waiting 2 years to do it since they announced that they were going to do it pre-pandemic. So, yeah, it's been a long journey.
Were you cast in the pre-pandemic role?
I was, as okay. Ren, yeah.
So you have literally been waiting years.
You better believe it. Yeah, I would say it's, from what I understand, it's almost split 50-50. They tried to get anyone that they offered the job to 2 years ago to come and do it here. And, of course, things happen and
sure.
schedules change. But,
right.
Yeah, I've been waiting a chunk of time to,
okay,
to play this
so,
role.
All right. That is a long time to wait to do a role. We're going to talk a lot about the show and what happens in the show. But let's just start off by talk about this first song, which is I Can't Stand Still. So just give me a brief setup of this, and we'll listen to the music and get in the mood.
Awesome.
Tell us about this.
Yeah, so Ren sings I Can't Stand Still, and it's a little bit, it starts in the beginning of the show to kind of set up the storyline of how excited he is to move and dance, and how movement is a big part of Ren's life. So here's I Can't Stand Still.
All right, let's listen to it.
I never walk when I can run. I don't believe I ever could. People try to slow me down, saying, boy, you really should kick back and chill, but I can't stand still. I called the
doctor, he said, son, I cannot offer you a pill. So I never found relief, and now I got to move until I've had my fill. I can't stand still. Back where I come from, life's never humdrum. I wish I could take you there. Oh, we have the world at our feet. Life is sweet, ain't no doubt. Grab a seat, check it out. Oh, I thought it never would end, but I lost it somehow. Would you look at me now?
I'm trying hard to
tone it down. Gotta watch my P's and Q's. Maybe look before I leap, and then I think, hey, what's the use? Ain't done it yet, and I can't forget how it feels when you dance till you drop. So don't even start to suggest that I stop. I never will. I can't. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. I can't stand still. No, 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 no.
All right, now that we're all in the mood with that music, we're going to continue with the story of the show and some of the other things, but I want to tell you all that if you want to get tickets for Footloose, you should do that very quickly. As you know, most of the shows at Theater by the Sea are pretty well sold out of the real good seats, so make sure you call 401-782-TKTS or 8587 if you don't like the letters. Call Vinny and say, hey, Vinny, give me some good seats for Footloose. And if you'd like to do it online, you can do that just by going to theaterbythesea.com and check out the tickets that are available on the website. Haven't been to Theater by the Sea? You're missing a great, great evening, particularly when you have a chance to see Footloose, a show that I can't wait to see because I'm not real familiar with it. But Emma, tell me a little bit more about the storyline. So JP gave us that little introduction. What happens next?
Sure. So after Ren moves to Beaumont from Chicago, he meets the people of Beaumont and his classmates, primarily Ariel and her three friends, whose names are Rusty, Wendy, Joe, and Erlene. And Ren quickly finds out that the town lives under the watchful eye of the Reverend, who is Ariel's father. And all of the students, all of the townspeople are constantly monitored by his ever-watchful eye. And he learns of the restrictions and the differences between the town of Beaumont and Chicago through this next song, which is called Somebody's Eyes, sung by the trio.
All right, we'll listen to that, then take a short break and be back with more.
Someone's on to you. Careful what you do.
Careful what you say.
'Cause you're on display every night and every day.
Somebody's hiding in the great unknown.
Uh-huh.
And every time you think that you're alone, somebody's eyes are watching.
Somebody's eyes are seeing you come and go.
Somebody's out there waiting for the show.
You've got no disguise from somebody's eyes.
Somebody, 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 somebody's eyes. Somebody, 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 somebody's eyes. Whoa.
You're gonna have to learn that in Beaumont a stop sign means stop.
But officer, I thought I did.
And that radio music is blasting too loud.
So that's what this is
hey,
about.
Hey, watch that attitude, boy.
Careful how you speak, turn the other cheek. Be careful how you speak. Think a naughty thought, and if you get caught, well then, boy, you've bought a lot of trouble.
Somewhere there's someone with a perfect view.
Yoo-hoo! And they're just dying for a little peek-a-boo.
Boo!
Somebody's eyes are watching. Somebody's eyes will never close, never sleep. Somebody's after the secrets that you keep. Who's got alibis from somebody's eyes?
Principal Clark, this boy turned my wrestling practice into a brawl.
Coach, are you blind? Those guys jumped me.
That is enough out of you. Mr. McCormick, I'm suspending you from the wrestling team indefinitely.
Somebody, 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 somebody's eyes. Oh! Somebody, 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 somebody's eyes. Oh!
I get you that job at the hardware store, and in less than a month, you get yourself fired.
But Uncle Wes,
are you on drugs?
No! But why didn't you frisk me?
Sweetie, we are guests in this home.
Look, I know I'm not your father, but you can say that again.
Ran, apologize to your uncle.
Never laugh too loud. Never leave a crowd.
Never dress risque. They'll be held to pay.
If you've ever had anything to hide, think twice before you step outside.
Step outside. Somebody's eyes are watching. Somebody's eyes are following every move. Somebody's waiting to show they don't approve.
Theater by the Sea's presentation of Footloose is the subject of tonight's Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Mano, pleased to be sitting with the two stars of Footloose. The man playing Wren is J.P. Qualters, and playing the part of Ariel is Emma Wilcox, and we've been talking to them about their past life before theater, and we got all that straightened out, and now we're talking about the show itself. And one of the things that Theater by the Sea has always been taking great pride in is its live music by the orchestra, right? And that's the same that continues for Footloose. Have you ever done a show without live music, JP?
No, I've actually never done a tracked show before. I've been fortunate enough to always work with a full orchestra.
It's a whole lot of fun. How about you, Emma?
I have done some shows with tracks before. I've done some shows with only tracks. I've done some that have been a mix of tracks and live instruments. And doing a show with tracks is a completely different beast than doing it live, as you have to make sure you stick to all the same timings and whatnot. But I will say I do prefer live music over tracks.
Now, you're still experiencing the live music being right there on the stage with you in Million Dollar Quartet, which was an amazing part of that story, and the fact that the actors were the musicians. And normally the musicians at Theater by the Sea are down in the pit, as they say, and that I'm presuming will be the case in your show, right?
Yes, absolutely.
All right. So they'll be back to their normal spot. We don't give them big heads.
They will be, but they're needed, especially with this kind of pop, rock, soul music.
Absolutely.
They are very needed. So is that how you would describe the show as far as music is concerned?
I would say it's on the pop, soulful side of musical theater, yes.
Okay. Different than Oklahoma.
You better believe it. Yeah. Yeah, it is not on the classical side at all. There's a lot of soul. There's a lot of pop. There's a little rock. There's actually a little country in there, too, mm-hmm. in Act 2. So, we kind of hit all all the parts.
And a good all-around musical for a family as far
absolutely.
As you know, any age will enjoy this. Right?
Yes, yes, they will. They're going to get to see it all. Lots of singing, lots of dancing, lots of acting.
So if you haven't seen it, if you're one of the ignorant people like me that hasn't seen Footloose yet, then get out and check it out. All right, let's go along with our story. This next song is called Holding Out for a Hero. Emma?
Yeah, in Holding Out for a Hero, Ariel is sitting with her friends in the Burger Blast, which is their favorite local burger joint. They're doing homework, and they start talking about how they wish they could find the guy of their dreams, a guy who's not from Beaumont, a guy who is a hero for them. So in this number, they sort of go into a fantasy sequence describing what they want and singing the feel-good 80s hit, Holding Out for a Hero.
Where have all the good men gone? And where are all the gods?
Yeah!
Where's the streetwise Hercules to fight the rising odds?
I'd like to know.
Isn't there a white knight upon a fiery steed? Late at night I toss and I turn.
I toss and I turn, ooh.
Dream of what I need. I need a hero.
JP, about how many people would you say are involved in the cast of this show? Sometimes it's 15, sometimes it's 20. It was like 6 in Million Dollar Quartet.
I actually think that there's 24 of us in total.
Oh,
it's so a large cast. Yeah. And like Emma was saying earlier, we do have understudies for every role in our company.
Which is normal.
Yes, very normal.
Yes.
And yeah, it's a large cast. We need all those people. So you will see them all. Everyone has their own moment in this show, for sure.
And speaking about that, this next song has nothing particularly to do with you or Emma, right?
A little bit. So Let's Hear for the Boy is at the beginning of Act Two. And it is when Ren takes Ariel, Rusty, who sings Let's Hear for the Boy, and Willard to this barbecue, which is the finest dance palace in the Tri-Country area, and to show him what line dancing and what dancing is all about. And Rusty gets to sing Let's Hear It for the Boy, and it is a big country whaler. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
All right, let's give it a listen. Welcome back to the J.P. Qualters and Emma Wilcox show. See, you probably, neither one of you thought you'd have your own show at this point, but you know, we could name it that.
Who knew? All right, we'll take it.
Conducting Conversations has been around for a long time. It's time for a little change.
Yeah, right. Sign me up.
So,
all
right. So you just have to be here every day at 6 o'clock in the morning. That's when I usually arrive at the station, not to do this show, but other things here at WCRI. I'm Mike Mano, and very pleased to be talking with JP and Emma about Footloose at Theater by the Sea. We've listened to four songs from the show. We're going to listen to probably three more before we wrap up here. And I just want to talk a little bit about some of the things that Theater by the Sea has always done very, very well, and that's costuming. and you know what the people are seeing when they come and watch a show there. Emma, is there more than one costume change for you in this?
Oh, absolutely. I have quite a few costume changes in this show, some on stage, some off stage.
Really?
Yeah, we've got some big costume reveals.
Well, now we're gonna have a huge audience.
No, just some costume reveals. It should be really exciting. Okay. Some Broadway magic up on the Theater by the Sea stage.
Really?
And some really great 80s costumes.
Okay. Now, in the last production, Million Dollar Quartet, you were just in the one dress except the finale, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. It's sort of my...
See how much I paid attention? All right. Yeah, so it's some shows there isn't a lot, but this is one where you're quite a bit. How about for you, JP?
Yeah, for everyone. So for anyone that doesn't know, Footloose is going to be based in 1984, so we're giving you lots of 80s costumes, but anyone that's in the ensemble or even playing leads, we change our costumes at least 3 to 4 times.
Yeah. And that's an interesting thing for the audience that doesn't get to see behind the scenes.
Oh, yes.
Some of the dressing rooms are not real convenient to the stage, particularly if you have to happen to go off stage, right?
That's for sure.
There's some running around to do, and some of us that have been performing on a stage have had to run around in outfits that aren't necessarily complete before they get on stage.
Oh, yes. Yes.
So something like that, that ever happened to you where you were going for change and didn't quite make it?
It might happen in Footloose. We'll see. Yeah. All right. There's some quick change magic for me in Act 2 in Act 1 that I'm still kind of working through, you know? Yeah.
All right. Let's get to another piece. This one's called Mama Says. Tell us about this.
Mama Says is when Willard, my new buddy from Beaumont, is telling Wren about how to stick up for himself and follow through with giving the town council speech to get dancing back into Beaumont. Willard, being performed by Ethan James Lynch, sings Mama Says, and he tells Wren how to give it to the town council.
All right.
Everything I ever learned that gets me through the worst, I learned at my mama's knee. Anytime I'm turned around, I turn to mama first. And you'd be wise to memorize what mama says to me. Now, mama ain't been wrong yet, and I'm living proof.
Take that for what it's worth.
Yeah.
Mama says, don't use a toaster while standing in the shower. Now, who can argue with that? Mama says, don't hold your breath for longer than an hour. The woman knows where it's at, and mama says it doesn't matter if you're a king or you're a clown. Once you drive up a mountain, you can't back down.
You can't back down, Ren.
Now, Ren, you've not yet had the pleasure of meeting my mama, but these boys over here have. Now, come on and help me out here, fellas.
Mama says,
don't drink hot coffee lying down in bed. Don't even give it a thought.
It's a mess, Mama says.
Never eat anything that's bigger than your head. Is she a whiz or what?
Oh, yes.
Mama says,
she says,
it doesn't matter if you're a king or you're a clown. Once
you can't back down. Whoa, once you drive up a mountain, you can't back down.
Now, mama makes a lot of sense if you know how to listen. She is clear and concise.
She's concise.
Daddy says, well, I love her, son, but she's got marbles missing. But I say, hey,
huh?
It's free advice. And what do you expect at that price?
Mama says,
what you believe in is all you really owe. And I believe that she's right.
Mama says,
says.
If you got doubts, well then, boy, you're not alone.
Just means you're ready to fight.
And Mama says it doesn't matter if you're a king or you're a clown.
Once
you drive up a mountain, you can't back down.
Down.
You can turn up the heat. You can turn up the road. You can carry a beat.
You can carry a load.
You can throw a fit.
You can throw a punch.
You can bring up a child.
You can bring up your lunch.
Oh, maybe your mom's getting
one, two, three.
Mama says it doesn't matter
if you drive a hard bargain or drive around town.
Once you drive up a mountain, you can't back down. Once you drive up a mountain, you can't back down.
I thought of one more thing. Now, Mama says, don't buy a chandelier unless you got a ceiling. Now, I don't know what that's about. Mama says, don't chew on tinfoil unless you like that feeling. Somehow she figured that out.
And Mama says, it doesn't matter.
Remember, boy, everyone's counting on you.
Once you drive up a mountain, you can't back down.
Now that's my mama.
Emma, another thing that Theater by the Sea has always been very lucky in having is great directors that come into town. And this is a little bit different this time, right? Not one, but
absolutely.
Kind of two.
Yeah, definitely kind of two. Our production is directed and choreographed by a husband and wife duo. Their names are Bob Richard and Diane Lawrenson, and they work really closely in tandem with each other to put this production on its feet. And what's really cool is because of the special relationship they have, obviously, as husband and wife, they're able to really work seamlessly together to piece together a production and have one really finite, specific idea of what they want, which has been excellent to work with them so far. The production is also music directed by Nathan Erdangen, and he has been great in getting us all of those belty, exciting sounds and all of the numbers that are really going to blow the audience's socks off.
Okay. You're making it very difficult to wait, and I don't have long to wait because rehearsals are coming to an end. You're going to have a tech rehearsal in tomorrow, right, I think? And then the previews open on Wednesday and Thursday, and then press night will be Friday night, which I'll be there cheering you on. So I look forward to it. Let's get back to the storyline and talk about Almost Paradise. And which one of you wants to take that? All right.
I'll take it. So Almost Paradise happens in Act 2. At this point, Ren and Ariel have met each other and become close friends. And a little more than that, they're starting to become romantic partners. Ariel wants nothing more than to leave Beaumont, a town in which she is so restricted and held back and doesn't have the ability to sort of lead the life she wants to live. And she meets Ren, who is from out of town and who has all of these new ideas and wants to move the town forward in celebrating life. And in this number, they connect romantically for the first time and realize that they were meant for each other and they're going to move together into the future.
Dreams belong to other men.
cause each time I got close, they'd fall apart again.
I feared my heart would beat in secrecy. I faced the nights alone. Well, how could I have known that all my life I only needed you? Oh, almost paradise, we're knocking on heaven's door. Almost paradise, how could we ask for more? I swear that I can see forever in your eyes. Paradise.
I thought that perfect love was hard to find. I'd almost given up.
I saved for a rainy day. They're finally coming true. I share them all with you. Cause now we hold the future in our hands. Oh,
as we're talking about Footloose, I want to remind everyone to get their tickets as soon as possible. A lot of the shows at Theater by the Sea are sold out or near sold out, and so you want to check it out. You can call the box office at 401-782-TKTS, or that's 8587. Talk to Vinny or Bill or someone in the box office, and I'm sure they'll help you out. And if you'd like, you can also do it online. That's the best way, is my opinion. Go to theaterbythesea.com, check the date that you want on the calendar, and then there's a little tab there that says, let me select my seats, and you'll see what's available. And you can do it that way and order the tickets that way, or then see what's available and then call Vinny. So either way, or you can walk right up to the ticket booth during business hours and buy your tickets in person. Theater by the Sea is a great place to visit, and it's one of those adventures where you don't know exactly who you're going to meet there. It's always a fun crowd, fun audience, and it sounds like for this show it's going to be a very fun time for the audience. Mm-hmm. So we need to wrap this up. I want to thank you both, JP and Emma, for being here and telling us about your adventures and the storyline itself, and I can't wait. So we have one more song to go.
We do.
Tell us about how this all wraps up with the title song.
Yes, full circle. I would say that for as much dancing as there is involved in the show, there's also still a lot of grieving and sadness that people will see and realize, and
what really kind of packs a punch at the end of the show. Obviously, it ends with the iconic number, Footloose, that everyone knows and loves. But before we get to that point, the audience will really experience the lowest points of this town. They're going to see people who are grieving, people who have lost children, people who really feel as if they are at the bottom of their lives. They're waiting for something or someone to sort of bring them out of this hole that they've been dug into. Mm-hmm. And this final number, Footloose, Wren has finally convinced the town that dancing should no longer be outlawed, because dancing is a direct celebration of life and health and vivacity. And Wren helps bring the town.
Wait a minute, I can write that word down. Vivacity.
Yeah.
Great.
Hey, thanks. Great. Yeah, Wren helps bring the town to this epic ending, this dance that is a celebration of life and of joy and just a direct, open outpouring of love that is going to hopefully touch audiences' hearts as much as it has touched the hearts of the cast.
Excellent. What a great summation. Thank you both for being here. Great to meet you. JP, nice to meet you.
Pleasure.
And Emma, I'll look forward to seeing you once again on the Theater by the Sea stage as Footloose opens in just a few days, so check it out. We'll see you all next time on Conducting Conversations.
I've rented my tux. Try. I finally tied my tie.
I got this feeling that time's no longer holding me down.
Been feeling so strange. My life is about to change. I know just how she feels. It's what happens when you wear heels.
Let's hit the ceiling and then let's tear up.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.